Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. Yuri Andropov told West Germany's Helmut Kohl today it is still possible to reach agreement on limiting nuclear missiles, warning, however, that NATO deployment of missiles would be a deep and dangerous mistake, and going on to say the Soviets would take, quote, effective countermeasures. More on the Moscow story now from correspondent Don McNeil.
West German sources who saw Andropov say his left hand was slightly disabled. The same sources say Andropov told the West German Chancellor that it was his deepest desire to welcome him yesterday, but that it couldn't be. Andropov is believed to be suffering from heart and kidney problems, diabetes, and possibly Parkinson's disease. At yesterday's sessions, including a Kremlin dinner last night, both sides repeated their positions about the possible placement of American crews and Pershing II missiles in Western Europe later this year. Speaking for the Soviets, Prime Minister Tikhonov said if the American deployment occurred, his government would add to its security, implying that SS-20 missiles would be placed in Eastern Europe. In reply, Chancellor Kohl said West Germany would not be deflected from accepting the American missiles if the Geneva talks failed to reach a compromise. Don McNeil, CBS News, Moscow.
Secretary of State George Shultz flew to Damascus, Syria this morning after a brief stop in Beirut, Lebanon. John Blackstone has the story.
Before leaving Beirut, Shultz reassured the Lebanese that he would continue to work for a total withdrawal of all foreign forces from Lebanon. There is concern in Beirut that a partial withdrawal by Israel will lead to permanent Israeli occupation of southern Lebanon. It is in Damascus, though, that Shultz faces the biggest challenge of this trip to the Middle East. Just before Shultz left for Damascus today, Syria's President Assad was reported to repeat his demand that the Israeli-Lebanese agreement on troop withdrawal be torn up before Syrian troops leave Lebanon. The Secretary of State said he is not carrying any special offers to Damascus. His purpose is to improve the dialogue between the United States and Syria. But he said the withdrawal of Syrian troops is something to be worked out directly between Lebanon and Syria. Asked if he was more optimistic about breaking the deadlock over troop withdrawals from Lebanon, Shultz said he would not use a word like breakthrough. John Blackstone, CBS News, Beirut.
And tomorrow, Secretary Shultz is scheduled to visit Jerusalem. President Reagan shifts gears today from recreation to education. Deborah Potter has the story in Santa Barbara.
After spending the long holiday weekend relaxing on his mountaintop ranch, the president today resumes his education campaign. He'll stop off in Los Angeles on his way back to Washington to address the American Federation of Teachers Convention. Mr. Reagan has his differences with the group. Its president, Albert Shanker, has called the administration plan for tuition tax credits one of the biggest threats public education has ever faced, and he gave the president an F-plus for his policies. But the AFT has been much more receptive to the idea of paying teachers a bonus based on merit than the larger National Education Association, which has been holding its annual convention in Philadelphia, hearing from Democratic presidential hopefuls. Teachers there have called Mr. Reagan's push for merit pay a smokescreen to divert attention from his record of cutting aid to education. But the president can hope for at least a polite reception from the AFT, and he's expected to minimize their differences while stressing what they have in common, a desire for tougher standards and a return to basics in the schools. Deborah Potter, CBS News, Santa Barbara.
The National Education Association today considers a resolution calling for a new national salary goal for teachers. Fireworks in the muggy skies of New York City last night, but for baseball fans, it had really happened that afternoon in Yankee Stadium. After 3 days of heavy shelling by Red Sox batters, a Yankee pitcher threw a no-hitter. Dave Righetti had beaten Boston 4-0.
I knew they had a chance because I was going to throw strikes and I was going to challenge them. These guys play great defense, and I threw the ball where I guess I had to today.
Washington, D.C. wound up the evening with Wayne Newton, the feature performer, watched by Interior Secretary Watt from his office balcony. Jane Miller reports.
It was an all-American show, Wayne Newton style, and it's how hundreds of thousands who jammed the grounds of the Washington Monument celebrated the 4th of July. Newton's appearance came after Interior Secretary James Watt said rock groups, such as the Beach Boys, who performed in the past at the Independence Day event, attracted the wrong crowd. Watt's comments stirred quite a controversy, but Newton seemed to take it in stride.
I think it's hurt me as a performer because the detractors who are saying, well, we don't play Wayne Newton music, or we don't like his music, or we don't like him, most of them wouldn't know me if I fell over them.
The crowd was drenched by thunderstorms, but demanded the show go on. It did. And in the end, there was a 4th of July celebration everyone could agree on. Jane Miller, CBS News, Washington.
Happy birthday, everybody! All right!
This is Jane Wallace.
Oh, boy. I wonder if Wayne Newton can hear us over there in D.C.
With the Secretary of the Interior keeping them out of Washington, the boys from California hit the beach last night in Atlantic City, playing Three for the Fourth in front of a crowd of 200,000. The Beach Boys said the most patriotic thing about their concert was its boost to the local economy. And Secretary James Watts fears that rock music brings, quote, the wrong element, unquote, seemed unfounded. In a crowd the size of a small city, there were 3 people hospitalized for taking too many drugs and 2 arrests on minor charges. Mostly it was an Independence Day spectacular, and the band was hoping that by the time it ended, the controversy would too.
I think we're all going to be glad when it's July 5th, so we can just be the Beach Boys and do what we do, instead of being concerned with the government and things that we don't know that much about.
Jane Wallace, CBS News, Atlantic City.
Those weary of the Watt Wayne Newton Beach Boy controversy may view the issue as water over the dam now, but not the Democratic governor of Nevada. Richard Bryan toured the Colorado flood area, watched water going over the spillway at Hoover Dam, and found Watt at fault.
Unlike one prominent official in the cabinet who seemed to express no sympathy for the people down there, I have a good deal of sympathy for people in the river who are going to lose a substantial investment. For many, it could be a life savings, and I think after the high water passes, we're going to have to assess what kind of help can be given to those people.
Federal officials now say the situation's getting better upstream. A dramatic reduction of water entering Lake Powell, and that should provide some downstream relief.
This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Would you please welcome from Southern California, America's band, the Beach Boys!
Good vibrations for the Beach Boys from a big crowd that heard them yesterday in Atlantic City, courtesy of Interior Secretary James Watt. More in a moment.
Real estate tax shelters are booming. Read in today's Wall Street Journal how a change in the tax laws has made such shelters more attractive to investors. Still, some lawmakers are trying to cut back on the benefits. Get details in today's journal. Then learn about Nucor's financial fiasco. The energy company's collapse is shaping up as one of the costliest failures ever. Today's journal also tells why oil exploration may remain slow and how Canadair plans to continue making its Challenger jet. Plus, in the Heard on the Street column, find out which stocks turned in stellar performances in the second quarter. And if keeping on top of trends is your business, don't miss the regional news column on page 1 of the Journal's second section. Today's regional news could be tomorrow's national headline, affecting your business, your family, and your future. Read today's Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Pick up your copy at our newsstand today. Or to subscribe in the continental U.S., call 800-345-8500. 800-345-8500 for the Wall Street Journal.
They really liked the Beach Boys yesterday in Atlantic City. Some 200,000 fans who gathered on the beach for a free concert. The man responsible for the concert was James Watt, the Interior Secretary. Watt canceled the Beach Boys' 4th of July concert on the Mall in Washington, saying the California group attracts the wrong element. Then the Atlantic City appearance was scheduled. In fact, the Beach Boys got 30 invitations to perform after Watt's comment. Beach Boy Al Jardine made a reference to Watt yesterday.
I think he speaks first and thinks later about who he is. But I think it's a great occasion here today because we get a chance to celebrate our nation's birthday.
Some of the fans also talked about Watt.
I'd like to thank James Watt personally and the latter.
But politics was an aside. Mostly the people were listening to hits the Beach Boys recorded over the years, like this one. the Beach Boys attract the wrong element? Well, in the crowd of 200,000 people, there were just two arrests made. Atlantic City Mayor Michael Matthews says it was an orderly, good, and enthusiastic audience, and the Beach Boys are welcome in his city anytime. Meanwhile, in Washington, a crowd of about 100,000 gathered at the mall and remained there in the rain to hear Watt's Choice to headline the 4th of July celebration in the nation's capital. Brought his Las Vegas-style show to Washington, and the crowd loved it. Newton said he was happy to be there, and he called himself an incurable patriot.
I'm so much in love with this country and what it represents that I find that when I go abroad to Europe or any place like that, I have to be careful that I'm not on the defensive.
But did Newton attract the wrong element? Well, we don't know what attracted them, but a Washington policeman said there were some disorderly types in the crowd, people drinking, using drugs, and setting off illegal fireworks. And where was James Watt through all this? For security reasons, he was not in the crowd. Watt saw Newton from atop the Interior Department headquarters. Now this.
It's a marvel of state-of-the-art automotive design. The Pennzoil Penske Indy Car, built for reliability. It takes the skill of Rick Mears, Indy Car champ, to handle it, and a motor oil like Pennzoil, engineered for reliability to protect that powerful engine.
My engine's turning over 10,000 RPMs. It's taking real punishment. That's why I rely on Pennzoil.
Pennzoil makes fine quality motor oil for whatever you drive. Pennzoil, for protection you can rely on.
Newsbreak for Tuesday, July 5th, 1983. I'm Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards, sitting in for Richard C. Hotla. West German Chancellor Helmut Kohl has finally had his day in the Kremlin with Soviet President Yuri Andropov. Yesterday's meeting had been abruptly postponed because of Andropov's alleged health problems. Don McNeil reports from Moscow.
A West German press spokesman described the one-and-a-half-hour talk at the Kremlin as hard and thorough. He said that Kohl came away with the impression that Andropov was interested in achieving results at the Geneva talks on intermediate-range missiles. However, in a TASS statement on the meeting, Andropov is reported to have warned Kohl that the deployment of new American missiles on West German territory would cause a manifold growth in the military threat from the Soviet Union. This appears to be a repetition of the Soviet warning that it will place SS-20 missiles in East Germany if the American cruise and Pershing II missiles are deployed later this year. The two Germanys would have to look at each other through a thick palisade of missiles, Andropov said. The West German spokesman said that although Andropov had difficulty in moving, Chancellor Kohl found him to be quick-witted with a certain sense of humor. Don McNeil, CBS News, Moscow.
Now this.
We've got All-Stars covering the All-Star Game, and it's the 50th anniversary of this event. I'm Brent Musburger, CBS Radio Sports, and I'll team up with Brooks Robinson, who has 18 All-Star Games to his credit, Duke Snyder, who's played in 7, and I've covered it 8 times myself. We hope you'll join us in Chicago's Comiskey Park, where it all began 50 years ago. The All-Star Game, Wednesday night, July 6th on CBS Radio. It's something special.
In the early 1950s, a lot of us kids suffered permanent heart valve damage. It was caused by rheumatic fever. Since then, the American Heart Association has been teaching doctors and parents about the dangers and prevention of rheumatic heart disease. That effort was worth it. The death rate from
the disease in young children declined, and today it is 70% lower than in the early 1950s. Support the American Heart Association. We're fighting for your life.
The U.S. Supreme Court today upheld the time-honored tradition of clergymen opening legislative sessions with a prayer. In its 6-3 decision, the court held that such invocations were part of the fabric of American society, and the justices decided that even paying a clergyman with taxpayers' money was not a violation of the constitutionally required separation of church and state. A year ago, they were international heroes when they helped rescue U.S. General James Dozier from Red Brigade's terrorists who had kidnapped him. Today, 5 Italian police commandos went on trial in Padua. They are charged with torturing one of Dozier's abductors. 24 hours before a threatened execution deadline, there's no progress to report in talks with Sudanese guerrillas holding five hostages, including two Americans and a Canadian. The five relief workers were abducted 2 weeks ago near the Kenya-Sudan border by a secessionist group. Its leaders want cash, food, and airtime on international radio, or they say they will kill their prisoners. President Reagan takes his proposal for merit pay for public school teachers before the nation's second largest teachers union later today. The president will address the American Federation of Teachers Convention in Los Angeles. AFT President Albert Shanker has already given the president an F-plus for his ideas on education. Former Reagan National Security Advisor Richard Allen said today he was offered some unclassified material by a National Security Council source in the Carter White House in 1980. Allen said the material was unsolicited and of little substance relating to Security Council staff morale. Band leader Harry James died today at the age of 67 of cancer. James was one of the last great talents to emerge from the big band era of the 1930s and 40s. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average down 14.62, volume on the big board 30,830,000 shares.
The world of business affects all our daily lives, mergers, price increases, new banking regulations. I'm Frank Settapani, CBS News. I'll keep you on top of the business news on Business Update, four live reports each weekday. And for a daily wrap-up at the close of the day, listen for Doug Poling with Today in Business. We keep you on the inside track with financial news you need to know. Business Update and Today in Business on most of these CBS radio network stations. Both something special.
Our historical guest today is the great Julius Caesar. Sir, what do you think of the 20th century?
I'm green with envy. Today's doctors know so much, they could have helped my epilepsy.
The great Caesar had epilepsy?
Yes, and my doctors didn't have a clue about it. But with today's medical treatment, there's no telling what I couldn't have conquered.
Epilepsy. We've come a long way. Ask the people who know. Write the Epilepsy Foundation of America, Washington, D.C., 20013.
It may be fear of his would-be rescuers that is keeping an 8-year-old boy in hiding on a snake-infested North Carolina mountainside. That's the theory anyway, as 100 law enforcement officers and officials and volunteers, aided by helicopters and hunting dogs, continue their search for Michael Reel. The youngster disappeared from his family campsite Saturday. He has no food or water. Now searchers are worried about a line of thunderstorms headed their way. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.